Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is about to embark on an ambitious journey to increase its nuclear power capacity more than tenfold, from the current 8.8 gigawatts to a staggering 100 gigawatts by 2047, a centennial of independence target that marks a significant shift in the country's energy landscape. This announcement comes on the heels of a major milestone achieved by the 500 MV prototype Fast Breeder Reactor, or PFBR, at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu, which attained first criticality on 6 April 2026, a foundational moment in India's stage-to-nuclear program conceptualized by the visionary Dr. Homi Bhabha in the 1950s. But why does this matter? It matters because India's nuclear strategy, articulated by Dr. Bhabha, reflects the country's unique resource constraint, limited natural uranium reserves but the world's largest thorium reserves, approximately 30% of global thorium. Now, let us turn to the 100 gigawatt architecture. The Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, or NPCIL, a public sector undertaking under the Department of Atomic Energy, will provide approximately 54 gigawatts of the 100 gigawatt target. This will be achieved through indigenous pressurized heavy water reactors, or PHWRs, which are a proven Indian design and the workhorse of the existing fleet. Additionally, NPCIL will also utilize light water reactors, or LWRs, through international cooperation, including discussions with countries like the USA, France, Russia, and Japan. And here is something that surprises many students: small modular reactors, or SMRs, which are smaller, 300 megawatts or below, reactors with factory fabrication and faster deployment, will also play a significant role. Bharatiya Nabhikya Vidyut Nigam, or Bhavini, operates the PFBR Kalpakkam and is the lead for fast breeder reactor commercialization. Stage 2 expansion through Bhavini could add another 30 plus gigawatts by 2047. What makes this significant is that the 100 gigawatt target explicitly contemplates opening the nuclear sector to private players, a fundamental shift from the historical PSU-only model. This requires an amendment to the Atomic Energy Act 1962 to permit private operation, as well as an amendment to the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act, or CLANDA, 2010, to address operator liability concerns that have deterred international investors and Indian private players alike. It is worth pausing here to note that India's nuclear strategy is based on a three-stage nuclear program conceptualized by Dr. Homi Bhabha. Stage I involves pressurized heavy water reactors, or PHWRs, which use natural uranium as fuel and produce plutonium as a byproduct. This is the current operational stage, with the 8.8 gigawatt fleet being part of this stage. Stage 2 involves fast breeder reactors, or FBRs, which use plutonium-uranium mixed oxide fuel and breed more fissile material than they consume. The PFBR Kalpakkam achieving first criticality on 6 April 2026 marks the entry point to Stage 2. Stage 3 involves thorium-based reactors, which use thorium-uranium-233 fuel cycle and are designed to leverage India's vast thorium reserves. This is a long-term goal, with reactors including the Advanced Heavy Water Reactor, or AHWR, and has been recognized by the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, as critical for India's long-term energy security. But why does India need to focus on nuclear energy now? First, India has committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2070, as announced at COP26 in Glasgow in November 2021. This requires phasing out coal, which currently accounts for approximately 70% of electricity, and a massive renewable scale-up, with 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based power by 2030 already committed. Nuclear energy provides baseload low-carbon power that complements intermittent renewables like solar and wind. Second, Energy security is a major concern, with India importing approximately 87 to 90% of its crude oil and 50% plus of its natural gas. Nuclear energy provides a relatively secure baseload with strategic stockpile potential. Third, the renewable storage gap is a significant challenge, with solar and wind being intermittent and battery storage at grid scale remaining expensive. Nuclear energy provides 24/7 base load that complements renewables in the grid mix. However, there are challenges that need to be addressed. The Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act, or CLANDA, 2010, caps operator liability at 1,500 crore rupees but allows suppliers to be sued by the operator for right of recourse in case of latent defects. This has deterred US nuclear suppliers like Westinghouse and GE Hitachi, as well as French and Japanese companies. Time and cost are also significant challenges, with nuclear plants taking 8 to 12 years from approval to commissioning and cost overruns being a common issue. Land acquisition and local opposition are other hurdles, with sites like Jatpur, Kudankulam, and Kovara facing sustained local opposition. Skills and supply chain are also crucial, with scaling from 8.8 gigawatts to 100 gigawatts in 21 years requiring a significant expansion of the trained workforce and indigenous supply chain. Waste management is another challenge, with spent fuel from PHWRs currently stored at reactor sites or sent to interim storage, and a long-term deep geological repository for high-level waste remaining undecided. Now, let us turn to the way forward. Legislative reform is necessary, with amendments to the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the CLANDA 2010 needed to permit private operation and align supply liability provisions with international norms. Institutional strengthening is also crucial, with NPCIL capacity building, AERB independence, and a national nuclear skills mission being essential for workforce development. Strategic and diplomatic efforts are also necessary, with India pursuing Nuclear Suppliers Group, or NSG, membership and operationalizing bilateral nuclear agreements with countries like the USA, Russia, and France. Sustainability integration is also vital, with nuclear energy being explicitly integrated into India's nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement, and co-located renewables and green hydrogen production being explored. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 100 gigawatt target is a centennial of independence target, with NPCIL providing approximately 54 gigawatts of the target. The PFBR Kalpakkam achieved first criticality on 6th April 2026, marking the entry point to Stage 2. India's nuclear strategy is based on a three-stage nuclear program, with Stage I involving PHWRs, Stage 2 involving FBRs, and Stage 3 involving thorium-based reactors. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the energy security and environmental sustainability segments of the syllabus, and understanding the nuances of India's nuclear program is crucial for answering questions on energy policy and environmental governance. In conclusion, India's 100 gigawatt nuclear roadmap by 2047 is an ambitious target that requires significant regulatory, liability, and skill supply challenges to be addressed simultaneously. As India embarks on this journey, it is essential to understand the complexities and nuances of the nuclear program, from the three-stage nuclear program to the challenges of waste management and the role of private players. This will not only help you in your UPSC preparation but also provide you with a deeper understanding of India's energy landscape and its implications for the country's development and environmental sustainability.